it's good just to talk track and your indoor track season. Boy, it's nice to get back going again, isn't it?
It was, you know, and I was pretty impressed with our conference and the coaches, and we kind of tried to take a lead on getting our coaches together and figuring out a plan on how to put track meets together that would reduce the numbers but still be competitive. And, you know, we've hosted six meets, and we've been clean with COVID and had some great competitions. And so it's worked out to this point great, and now we got conference, and then we're trying to figure out the things with nationals in a couple weeks. So
a lot of the schools have been coming to your place, which is nice to host. You don't have to do much traveling, but they've been cool with that, and good competition. I'm sure the other team's just as happy as you are. Hey, good to get some track and field in.
Yes. You know, us and Concordia have large teams, so we said, hey, we're going to take care of each other, and we kind of put a number on about 250 to 300 total. So us, Concordia, and Hastings were at every one of our meets, and then we sprinkled in the Kansas school or some schools that were struggling because they don't have facilities to try to help them out a little bit. But, you know, we took care of ourselves, the southern schools down here, and then up north at Mount Marty and Dort and Dakota Westland all have tracks too. So they pretty much took care of the conference up there. So it worked out well.
Tell us, what's your strength? I mean, it looks like you're strong in both the field and also the track adventure. You know, some great NAI top 20 marks. You've posted a lot of meets, but you feel like you're pretty balanced this year?
We are. We middle distance, maybe a little bit on both sides is our Achilles heel a little bit. I mean, we still have a good runner in those races. We just don't have the depth that we do in some of those other races that we have. You know, but the squad is, we got conference next week, or this week, I guess, and, you know, we're looking to do the best that we can, and you do that with a bunch of kids that are setting 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th that come up and make an impact. And anyway, we're excited about going up and competing, so it's an opportunity we didn't get last spring, and they're excited to compete.
Hey, you've been going since early December with meets all December and pretty much all of January and February. So, and knock on wood, nothing's been postponed or had to sit. You got to kind of pause for any meet, have you?
No. It's all worked out to where everybody got it to compete, and we've been really healthy. And I don't know why that's happened. Maybe because they didn't get beat into the ground because we couldn't do anything, but. We're really healthy, and we've been pretty fortunate, and I think the schools and the athletic coaches and ADs have all done a great job of working together to make sure our kids are safe when they go to competitions, and that we're not affecting anybody else that's there. And it tracks a little bit different, I think, because you're really not 6 feet from people. I mean, you don't have to get in their bubble very often unless you're running around and around where you may be on somebody's back and different things. But, you know, I think track's not like a contact sport and things that you do where you may be a little bit worried. And I think it worked out because of the way track is, that it's worked out well that we didn't have any contacts and COVID cases.
I see there's some North Platte kids, got some Ogallala kids out west. I know, Madison Lamley from Dundee County Stratton was on that roster. I'm not for sure. I haven't had a chance to talk to Dad lately, but I know she was with some injury stuff like that, if she's had a chance to compete or not. But you're always looking to add the great kids of Southwest Nebraska onto that roster, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. She's helping us coach with our middle distance crew, and she is still nagging with injuries. And then I actually got Greg Gaston is also helping with the high jump, and actually we're the number one ranked high jump team in the nation on the guys' side. I think we're pretty high in the women's side as well. You know, so if they can't run for me, I'm going to make them coach and make people around them better. And Logan Heyman is on a relay team, Ogallala kid that he's ranked 6th in the conference, in the in the 400. He's doing a great job, and you may. But Andy Floyd was a kid I coached from Hay Center, and his son is was the leading vaulter in the nation. He's from Sutherland now, but he was a Hay Center kid originally, and he played football and then blew his knee his senior year in football and come back, and now he's vaulting over 16 feet. So yeah, we need to keep getting some kids from out that way, and we signed Clayton Berry, and we're working on Carter as well out there. So, and a couple kids from McCook. So we need to get those good kids from out there with amazing work ethics.
Yeah, I saw that the signing with Clayton Berry, Southern Valley, great athlete, and you mentioned what Carter Bowes possibly as well. So yeah, there's some good kids out here. You try your best, got to compete with the rest of the colleges, but you do your best to try to come to your place and compete for a great college.
Yep, absolutely. We need my roots and get them out here, and we get something in common, and I can talk about rural routers out that way.
That's right, exactly. I know you mentioned the conference. That's your goal. Hey, conference champions, you've got a whole slew of conference banners over the years, and you want to add another one to the list this weekend, don't you?
You know, we do. The winning the conference championships are always something that is a goal that the kids usually put. I mean, but as a coaching staff, we try to teach relationships and bonding and trust and believing in one another. So when you get to that conference meet, that, and it is like this weekend, our guys, it's a 4-point difference in the meet, you know. But, you know, if the kids buy in and they believe in the tradition and they believe in the journey and the process and they trust one another to pick each other up when they need it, then I feel like we're in a good place, you know, to be successful. And again, it's been so much different because our team bonding and the things that we do with pizza night, wing night, movie night, bowling night, you know, we haven't been able to have that. So, you know, it's a little bit more individual championship than what we normally have, just because we haven't been able to get the throwers and the distance runners. They don't like running on the road too much, those throwers. So it's been a little more difficult this year, but I think our coaches have adapted to still try to bring our kids together, and we'll find out this weekend how well we did. So, but that's a big thing, is the journey and the process and the trust and the championships that come if they believe in those things.
And finally, Coach, I know the following weekend, coming up on the 28th, you have put out the information about inviting junior high and high school tracksters and coaches and athletes to come on by down to Doan for a track clinic. I'm sure you'll have coaches and you'll have some of your great athletes out there helping. It's a kind of a day-long event on that 28th, isn't it?
Yeah, we do, and really miss that. I mean, recruiting and the kids that were seniors last year that didn't get to have a season, and I mean all the kids in high school that didn't get to have a season at all, you know, and to know what they've done, you know, with recruiting, you know, I don't know what they've done since their sophomore years, and next year is going to be juniors we're going to try to recruit, and I haven't seen them since they were freshmen, you know, so it's been real tough, and our track camps have really been good to us, because we get 60 or 70% of our kids come from our track camp, because we get to see what kind of athlete they are. They get to see if we know anything about our event and our enthusiasm toward track and field and teaching and learning. So, you know, that's one of our vital parts of success, is being able to have those kids around and help them and watch them achieve their goals this year. So I'm excited for the camp, because we actually get to have it. We're actually hosting all of our high school indoor meets that I didn't think we were going to do. We got a B, C, D, A meets that are coming. We can't have spectators for any of it, but we're excited that it's opened up and track and field's going to be going.
And more information on that, I know forms, you posted some on Facebook, but a website, is that to have? I'm trying to think if it has a form maybe available, is there as well?
Right, on our Doan.edu, you can go to the track page and under winter camps, and then every coach in the state, I've sent one to the coaches, so they could talk to their coaches and get a copy of that, well, or they can run one off of our website. So, and if you got a lot of kids coming from one school, then or you're got a family of three or four, I know how that is, and you need rates cut or doing whatever, well, we're ready to finagle. So there's a number on there you can visit with me, and we just want kids there, and we'll do anything we can do to help them out.